Hey everyone, this is Jimmy Conrad, your favorite former U.S. men's national team player and the host of the Call It What You Want podcast. And I'm here to tell you that Vuori is a versatile clothing brand that speaks my language. It's inspired from the coastal California lifestyle, just like me. Its products stand the test of time, just like me. And also just like me, it endeavors to inspire others to live vibrant, healthy lives. Vuori gear is designed to look great in everyday life while also being perfect for any workout activity. I'm currently rocking the men's Sunday performance jogger, and don't let the name deceive you. You can wear these babies any day of the week and in any situation. I'm talking going to the office, running errands, the gym, whatever your heart desires, because Vuori is an investment in your happiness. For our listeners, they are offering 20% off your first purchase. So get yourself some of the most comfortable and versatile clothing on the planet at Vuori.com/sports. That's Vuori.com/sports. Not only will you receive 20% off your first purchase, but enjoy free shipping on any U.S. orders over $75 and free returns. Again, go to Vuori.com/sports and discover the versatility of Vuori clothing.
One more player props episode to get you ready for Super Bowl 56. Let's go right now with Chris Towers. I'm Adam Azer. Chris joining us now with his favorite player props. You can check him out in the CBS Sports, in the Fantasy Football Today newsletter, which you can get at cbsports.com/newsletters. And Chris does an outstanding job with that. All right, you've got 3.5 props. That should be kind of a prop, right? Over under 3.5. But it looks like we're hitting that number right on the money. All right, so give me your first one.
I feel like the Fantasy Football Today team is all in on T. Higgins based on what I've seen and heard this week.
Yeah.
So I'm going to join the chorus and say over 69.5 receiving yards for T. Higgins at -110. It feels like a pretty obvious one. He's been so good down the stretch of the season, obviously over 90 yards in 2 of the last 3 games. And I think the assumption is that Ja'Marr Chase is likely to see more of Jalen Ramsey in this game. And that makes T. Higgins at 69.5 receiving yards a really, really good buy. I don't think he's quite as good as Ja'Marr Chase is, but you know, the target share between the two of them has basically been identical this season. I have T. Higgins as a top 12 wide receiver heading into the 2022 season, so I'm all in on him. And I think he's going to have a nice game here.
He is the official guy of the Fantasy Football Today podcast. We are very bullish on T. Higgins. Okay, second prop.
So this one, you know, I'm going with the Bengals first team touchdown, and that one's kind of a coin flip. You can get either team at +110, but the reason I'm going with the Bengals team first touchdown is I like to pair that one with Joe Mixon first touchdown score at +650, because you can get, you know, really, really solid, I think, return on investment on that one. And he is the most likely Bengals player to score a touchdown at any given moment. I think he scored 19 of them this season, including the playoffs. He leads the team. And basically the idea is, look, I don't have any reason to believe that the Bengals are more likely to score first than the Rams. I have no idea who's going to get the ball first, for one thing. But that's the best odds that you can get, I think. +650 for Joe Mixon. You could also get T. Higgins at +800 to score the first touchdown. I like that one a lot. The Rams guys, you just don't get quite as good odds. Cooper Kupp is +430. Cam Akers is like +520. And so I just think if you're going to go with a first touchdown score, it makes sense to go with someone on the Bengals. And I like Joe Mixon to be that guy. I think he's the most likely guy to do it.
All right.
So,
cool.
You know, I'm also counting on the Bengals to commit to establishing the run early in the game, which is definitely part of their game plan. I think it will be in this one.
I think they might try, but it's going to be tough against this defense.
Sure.
But that doesn't mean Joe Mixon can't score the touchdown, obviously. Yeah. He's very involved in the passing game as well. Now, what about your third? Was that your 1.5, by the way?
That was 1.5.
So give me, three.
2A, 2B.
Give me 2.5 to 3.5 here. Give me the last one.
I think the odds on Cam Akers across the board are too bullish. He is at 83.5 over under rushing plus receiving yards. I will take the under at -20 on that one. He's only topped that mark, 83.5, once in his 3 full games so far. And that was when he had a 40-yard catch in the first playoff game. Otherwise, he had 55 rushing yards. I think he's looked great for someone who had Achilles surgery in July. Like, it's unbelievable how good he looks for someone who had Achilles surgery in July. I don't know if Cam Akers has actually looked great for like an NFL running back in his three games. And obviously, I'm not holding that against him. He's made a miraculous recovery from an injury that usually takes a lot longer. So the fact that he's even out there is amazing. But I wouldn't be surprised if we see both Sony Michel and Daryl Henderson active in this one. And, you know, I think Cam Akers is going to be the lead back, but I don't know if we're going to get one of those 85% snap share, you know, 90% of the touches types of games from Cam Akers, because he just hasn't looked all that explosive. Over 83.5 just seems like way too optimistic for a guy who's only done it once in three games, and it was a little fluky. So that's why I'm steering away from Cam Akers, and I think kind of fading Cam Akers and going under on whatever you can get is not a bad idea in this game.
Okay, Chris, let's see if you want to be part of the official Fantasy Football Today 4-player prop parlay for the game. Okay, you tell me which side you're on in these. Odell Beckham, 62.5 receiving yards.
I think I would go under.
To be honest with you, I kind of want to go under too, but everybody else was on the over. So
I know, but he's only done it like once in his last 8 games or something, right?
Like, I'm not feeling it. I'm not feeling it.
Yeah, it's weird.
But it's part of it.
It's weird how much optimism there is.
Well, I guess, you know, we're just going to have to suck it up. So we have to go over 62.5 for Beckham's receiving yards. 5.5 receptions for T. Higgins.
I think that one's fine, yeah.
Over. Okay.
Yeah, over. Oh, yeah. Sorry. Yeah. Odell Beckham has done it 2 games in a row, but that was the first time he had done it since week 14.
Who's going to win the game?
I think the Rams are going to win. I think the Bengals are going to cover. I have Bengals at plus 4.
Yeah, I do too, but we do have the Rams money line in this parlay. And then we've got Joe Mixon, 62.5. It's now up to 63.5, by the way. 62.5 rushing yards. Joe Mixon. Oh, no, I'm sorry. Akers is up to 63.5. I don't know what Mixon is at right now. He has done that twice in his last 6 or 7 games. I think one of them was only because of the overtime against the Chiefs. So he's usually been under that.
Yeah. I would go under. It's a tough matchup. I think he's going to get, you know, I think the over-under on carries is 16.5, but I would take the under on the yardage.
Yeah. All right. So it's over 62.5 yards for Beckham, receiving yards, over 5.5 catches for Higgins, Rams money line, and under 62.5 rushing yards, plus 850 on the 4-player prop parlay for Fantasy Football Today. Everybody get in on that. I've got $5 on it. We're going to win $47.50. And
big money.
We're gonna donate
money,
it. We're gonna,
no whammies.
We're gonna donate it to St. Jude if it comes in. All right.
I like it.
Yeah. All right, everybody. Thanks. Good luck with your props. Enjoy the Super Bowl. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Actually, recording right after the game. So we'll talk to you then on Fantasy Football Today in 5.